Well, good Tuesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes. And let's get ready for our Tuesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we will be reading from John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, where the religious leaders bring Jesus to a woman who's been caught in adultery, and they seek to test him by asking for his judgment in the matter. Jesus once again confounds them with his response. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is love. So let's begin John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Then everyone went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early the next morning, he went back to the temple. All the people gathered around him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught committing adultery, and they made her stand before them all. "Teacher," they said to Jesus, "this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In our law, Moses commanded that such a woman must be stoned to death. Now, what do you say?" They said this to trap Jesus so that they could accuse him. But he bent over and he wrote on the ground with his fingers. And as they stood there asking him questions, he straightened up and he said to them, "Whichever one of you has committed no sin may throw the first stone at her." Then he bent over again and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they all left, one by one, the older ones first. Jesus was left alone with the woman still standing there. He straightened up and he said to her, "Where are they? Is there no one left to condemn you?" "No one, sir," she answered. "Well then," Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go, but do not sin again." Today's key verse is John chapter 8, verse 2, where it said, all the people gathered around Jesus, and he sat down and began to teach them. Now, it's interesting that probably one of the most valuable assets you can have as a believer in Christ Jesus is what we refer to as a teachable spirit. You can have all sorts of Bible education and you know, decades of study and service in the church and still have a teachable spirit, because there is always something new to learn from God's Word. And as Jesus found himself in the temple, he was surrounded by people who had a teachable spirit, and they wanted to be taught by the Master. Then there comes in the people that don't have the teachable spirit, the religious ones. They consider themselves far superior. There is nothing that this young upstart can teach them. Therefore, they are there to entrap him in his words so that he can say something that they can bring charges against him for. Lord, may I never be a religious spirit, but always be a teachable spirit. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I come before you today with a repentant heart seeking forgiveness. Thank you for your love and mercy and for the chance to live a new life in you. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading from John chapter 8, verses 12 through 30, where Jesus' opponents continue to challenge him. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you in every way, is my prayer.